This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Republicans at the State House unveiled proposals on Monday that they plan to introduce to try to get Colorado back on track when lawmakers return to the Capitol next week. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Lawmakers will return to finish the legislative session and balance a $3.3 billion budget shortfall. Republicans, who are in the minority in the House, say they would not support making cuts to public education or to seniors. Republican Representative Lori Sane says she's focused on helping small businesses. One idea is to reduce interest and penalties for late property tax payments.
This would allow business a longer recovery period. And given businesses currently making that decision, whether to furlough workers or pay taxes, to be able to keep their doors open.
Sane also wants to cap unemployment insurance premiums and increase the business personal property tax exemption. Democrats have not yet announced policy proposals for the rest of the session. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
RTD is taking applications for a new general manager. The pandemic has forced cuts in transit service. RTD's next chief will take over as many commuters decide how and when to return to work. Longmont will now get power from the city's wastewater treatment plant. In 2018, the city started a project that converts the water into renewable natural gas that will power 11 trash trucks. The facility can produce up to 500 gallons of diesel fuel each day. The city hopes to run all 21 of its garbage trucks with the new power source. This is CPR News.